You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I am Tracy Ross, joined now by Murray State's Clara Eagle Gallery Director, Colin Nesbitt. Colin, thanks for coming back on the show. And we're talking about the Holiday Art Auction, which is coming up next Friday at 7:30 p.m. That's November 22nd here in Clara M. Eagle Gallery on the sixth floor of Price Doyle Fine Arts Building. And I know that's one of the big events every year. And the proceeds, I don't know if everybody knows this, actually fund scholarships and the Visiting Artist Program. So that's really the point of the entire auction.
That's right. It's really an opportunity for the different people in the area to kind of get behind the art department, and the students really get excited, and everyone kind of gets dressed up. There's kind of a gala-esque atmosphere going on. You can see a lot of people from the art department that typically wear paint-covered t-shirts, wearing nice clothes, which is always exciting. It's a lot of fun for us, and we love being able to get together with the community like that.
We were just talking before we came on the air. You have a few special experiences and packages this year, right?
Right. It took some convincing, we are auctioning off the opportunity to kind of go on a nature hike with Dale Lays, who is a prominent figure of the art community here, but also of the media in the region lately with his big retrospective.
Yes.
And so going on a kind of a hike with him and having like a drawing experience with him out in the woods. And I would accompany on that experience, I guess act like a Sherpa or something like that. So that's kind of fun. And Sarah Gutworth is auctioning off the opportunity to have your portrait painted by her, which is really a fantastic. She's one of the painting faculty in the department, for people that don't know. And she's a really fantastic painter. We had her sabbatical exhibition last year. And so possibly some of the listeners saw that exhibition. And anyway, it's your chance to be a part of her art and to take that home with you.
And it says some of the highlighted pieces in the auction include a watercolor by Dale, and also John Utgard has included some ceramic plates. Are there any other pieces you'd like to talk about specifically?
The ceramic plate situation is the word that's coming to mind for some reason. But the ceramic plates are a project that was set up by John Utgard. Him and his students have made all of these plates, and then faculty and students and some other members of the art community have come in and sgraffitoed on those plates, and those are auctioned off. And so it's kind of a fun way to have a little bit more of a practical object from some of us. I know I do installation art, and like Chris Lavery and Cody Arnold, who are both in the department, kind of do installation art. It's kind of harder to own one of our pieces sometimes, so the plate is a great way to get a hold of those. John is also the piece that's on our show card this year, and he's graciously donated this massive, beautiful ceramic piece. So that's pretty exciting also. John shows all over the country, and I think a lot of times people don't really realize how widely shown many of the faculty are around here. These are just characters that are in the art building and around town, and and people don't always realize that they're fairly prominent artists, so it's pretty exciting.
You've also got professional auctioneer Greg Reynolds coming in, and music from Kayla Dunn and Friends. Who are Kayla's friends in this group?
Kayla's friends, one of them,
Scott Thiele.
Yes, and I believe he was taught here for a while. Is that correct?
He maintains instruments in the music department, and he's the father of Chris Thiele, who's in Punch Brothers and Nickel.
Oh, Green, right, so. And did he not receive a MacArthur grant?
His son Chris did, yes.
Yeah, so yeah. So if those genes come from somewhere,
with
right?
friends
so.
Like that,
yes.
I think Kayla said it was supposed to be incidental background music, but I can't imagine that music fading necessarily into the background.
Yeah, I don't believe so. So that'll be great. And I know that She's doing that as a massive favor to us, which we really appreciate her organizing that and coming in and helping us with this big event. I think there's, there are a couple of other things that are coming together. Sarah also organized, similar to John's project with the sgraffitoed plates, some of her painting students have put together some nice smaller oil paintings to have at the auction as well.
So how's the blood pressure just a week before? So
well, you know, it's hot. I was actually at the doctor today, and they gave me the stink eye. It's pretty high.
Did they ask, are you under any undue stress?
Yes, yes. There is a little bit of that going on, which, you know, always great to have your doctor yell at you right before you go on the radio. So that's always good for the stress level and the pressure.
It's a better chance of that happening to me than to most people. Frequently, I'm on the radio. So, Colin, again, the holiday art auction is next Friday, the 22nd
Correct.
Of November. It starts at 7:30 p.m.
Right.
It's here in the Clara M. Eagle Gallery on the 6th floor of the Doyle Fine Arts Building. Proceeds go to funding scholarships and the visiting artist program. Is there anything else that our listeners need to know about this year's holiday art auction?
The silent auction actually opens at 6:30.
Okay.
And so if you're milling around or you're bored, you can get there a little early and start bidding on some of the silent auction items, which are typically really nice student works that they've donated. And again, that's one of the kind of nice things about the auction is the students are really being proactive, and all of this money goes back to them and to experiences for them, like the visiting artists that are coming in. And so being able to pay for those visiting artists to come in, or being able to take care of some of their tuition, is really important. We're a little bit, we're not completely isolated in Murray, but we have a finite size to our art community, so the ability to bring in artists from other places to help us with our instruction is really important, and that's an important part of this auction.
And for people who don't know, the caliber of visiting artists you get is just spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, it's really outstanding. Currently, we have Nicole Hand has a bookbinder in, and she's been doing workshops with the students. We had Nancy Palmerian several weeks ago in the printmaking department, and that was really fantastic. We've had people through the gallery coming in, just Tim Kwalczyk, who we talked about on the show with his ceramic work, Dawn Rowe and her photography. It's really quite exciting. Next semester, Bill Conger is coming in from Illinois. He's the former chief curator at Illinois State University, and he's doing an exhibition with us. And so, I mean, all this money goes for direct, use for the students or to directly help them with their studies. So it's really fantastic.
All right. Colin Nesbitt, he's the director of the Clara Eagle Gallery here at Murray State University. Thanks for being back on Sounds Good.
Thanks a lot. It's great being here.